Earlier this month, State Representative Sean McCann announced legislation to change how the boundaries for Michigan's congressional and state legislative districts are drawn. The Kalamazoo Democrats' proposal would require amending the Michigan Constitution so that an independent, nonpartisan commission would determine districts for Congress as well as State House and Senate. In a column for Bridge Magazine, Grand Rapids attorney Connor Dugan says McCann's proposal is destined for failure. Dugan says he shares many of McCann's goals for districts that aren't drawn for advantage for a political party.
It's not easy to take on the party system, which really looks to reward those in power and to perpetuate those in power. So I think there's a lot of common ground here. I just think that it's not about better systems.
Connor Dugan's essay for Sunday Brunch with Bridge is titled, "To Kill the Gerrymander, Elect Better Representatives." And you go on to say that Representative McCann's proposal seeks what you call a technocratic solution for a problem that begs a human one. Well, what's the human solution to this?
I think the human solution is better candidates, and that may sound trite or sort of cliche, but I think we have to work and we have to ask people in both parties to really work towards cultivating and fostering a climate in which folks who are really concerned and have a passion for Michigan rise to the top, are involved, and who really are not so interested at the end of the day in sort of maximizing party power, though of course I'm not so naive to think that that's not going to be a consideration on the part of politicians, but really are concerned about putting Michigan's interests first, and when they see a good idea, they support it regardless of who was the originator and whether or not it was a Democrat or a Republican.
Would you want to make any changes in the way legislative districts are drawn right now in Michigan, or are you comfortable leaving it in the hands of the state legislature, approved by the governor, and then ultimately the courts?
That's a fair question. As I think about it sort of on a general level, I do have objections to the sort of districts that are drawn that seem to have no necessary relation to geographical boundaries, or that seem to just take those into account but then quickly override that consideration. So you end up seeing districts that are cut into just very, very, crazy shapes. I mean, I think as I put it in the column, it's almost like a Rorschach test blot. I'm not exactly sure what we could do on the margins to deal with that, and maybe we could take some of the principles that are articulated here in this legislation and require the legislature itself to take them into account.
Dugan says he's not convinced that a nonpartisan commission would eliminate politics from redistricting. He says the problem with any redistricting system is that it must consider several factors: contiguous districts, keeping communities of interest together, and districts that are competitive between the political parties.
To try to change the balance to make it a more competitive seat, a more competitive district, might actually disfavor those communities of interest, so that the people who were able to join together and bring about their desired political goals are now limited because they're split into different districts and they don't have as much political power as they once did. So I see the problem. The solution may actually create problems itself.
Now, you say we should go about basically electing better candidates. That's the human solution to this problem. But could the fact that lawmakers are the ones drawing those district lines get in the way of us choosing better candidates?
Yeah, I think that that's a fair criticism of the point I'm putting forward. I think that it certainly could get in the way. And I think that's where the real appeal of Representative McCann's proposal is, because there is a sense that we also see it in the context of legislators who get to sign off on their own pay raises, that there's a certain self-interestedness there. And I guess when I come back to the answer of it being a human solution, it's trying to find people who really put the good of the state ahead of that self-interest. And I'm just not sure that any program or system or technical solution will really solve that problem. I think, again, it comes down to finding folks who really understand that politics are not ultimately about perpetuating power, but about bringing about the good for Michigan and for the, well, when we talk about the larger national races, the good of the nation as well.
Connor Dugan is an attorney based in Grand Rapids. His essay for Sunday Brunch with Bridge is called To Kill the Gerrymander, Elect Better Representatives. A link to his essay can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.